This is KASU Jonesboro. I'm Jonathan Reeves. This is Making a Difference, stories featuring organizations in our listening area that make our communities a better place to live. Almost 19% of Arkansans live below the poverty line and cannot afford enough food to eat. Arkansas's childhood poverty rate is above the national average at 27.6%, compared to the national average of 21.6%. And Arkansas is ranked third in the nation for the most incidences of food insecurity. While those numbers may be alarming, the Arkansas Hunger Relief Alliance is trying to combat those numbers and fight food insecurity in the state. Kathy Webb is executive director of the Arkansas Hunger Relief Alliance.
The Arkansas Hunger Relief Alliance is the umbrella organization for the six Feeding America food banks in Arkansas. What that means is we help secure food to distribute to those food banks, who then distribute it to the people who need it around the state. We also run the Arkansas Gleaning Project, which we go through the fields and help collect the produce that's left after harvest. We run a number of educational programs, including Cooking Matters and Shopping Matters, which help low-income families take the power to change their own eating habits and purchasing habits. We do SNAP outreach, and we are the lead partner in the state for the No Kid Hungry campaign.
According to Webb, the Arkansas Hunger Relief Alliance works closely with food banks, such as the Food Bank of Northeast Arkansas, to provide food to those who are hungry.
It works in several ways. In one, we have a national partner who gets large truckload donations from manufacturers such as, say, a General Mills or a ConAgra. And then we might be able to, if it's a donated truckload, we would be responsible for paying the freight. And if it's a purchased truckload, we have our six food banks who would go together and we would try to actually purchase an entire semi. We would bring that into the state and then we would distribute it out. So we have one person who works almost exclusively on trying to secure those large donations, either donations or purchases. And several years ago, we were very fortunate that the legislature included the hunger relief in a state food purchasing program, and we're also able each year to buy food from Arkansas manufacturers that we distribute out at no charge to hungry all over the state.
As a former state representative in the Arkansas House, Webb says she knows how important support from the legislature is for the Arkansas Hunger Relief Alliance.
So many of the issues that surround hunger are public policy issues, you know, like seniors who don't have access to transportation or food, or have to choose between food and medicine. And to get support from the legislature enables us to, move these programs forward and get more support. And it also makes members of the legislature a lot more aware of hunger in their districts. I mean, several years ago, I was with a group when I actually served in the legislature. And a guy told me, well, he didn't have anybody hungry in his district. And if he did, they were people who, you know, almost deserved to be hungry because of the life choices that they had made. And then he started finding out about how many veterans were hungry and how many kids were hungry and then how many working families were hungry. And his whole attitude changed and he became very involved in hunger relief efforts.
According to Webb, the perceptions of those who are hungry in Arkansas are starting to change, as well as the numbers of those who are still hungry. At one point, Arkansas was listed as the worst state in the nation for those who were hungry and had food insecurity. Webb says the state has made some gains, but there's still a lot to do to educate the state about hunger and to keep fighting hunger, especially childhood hunger.
Well, I think people who have a whole cross spectrum of ideology are starting to understand that the toll that hungry kids take on society. I mean, it is a huge loss for the individual, because kids who are hungry don't learn. Kids who are hungry don't even have the opportunity to develop the way a typical kid who has good nutrition does. And as we get more data that shows if you're a hungry kid, you're going to get sent to the principal more, you're going to have more absenteeism, your test scores aren't going to be as high. You know, I think for whatever reasons, individuals can embrace working on that issue more. And it could be because it's the right thing to do. It could be because, frankly, there's a much greater burden on the healthcare system. It's a lot less expensive to feed a hungry kid than to spend all the money that it would take on, on healthcare.
Which is why there is the No Kid Hungry campaign, which helps provide breakfast for kids in schools. Education about which foods to eat is also important, which is why the Arkansas Hunger Relief Alliance started the Cooking Matters program.
That program is a transformative program, and it goes hand in hand with providing emergency food for families who need it, but it goes a step beyond that of empowering low-income families to shop, cook, and prepare nutritious meals for their families. And it's a way to assist low-income people with giving them the tools they need to make those own changes in their lives. So it's a program very much about confidence building and empowerment. And, a lot of people simply don't know how to cook, and they don't know how to shop. And people say, I don't have the confidence that I can do this. And so these programs are all about helping people develop that confidence and giving them that empowerment. They're evidence-based programs, the Cooking Matters, and then the Companion program, which involves a supermarket tour. And the evidence shows that these programs work. They help people learn how to make their own healthy choices and change their own lives. And we've seen a lot of people who have completed these programs losing significant amounts of weight, changing the way that they eat, switching from so much processed food to food that's more nutritionally rich. And I'm super excited about Cooking Matters and the Companion Supermarket Tour because I think they're real life-changing programs for the people who are able to participate in them.
Arkansas Hunger Relief Alliance was formed in 2004 with 6 founding members. Today, the organization includes over 100 different members, including food bank members, local food relief agencies, state-level hunger programs, and hunger advocates across Arkansas. Not only does the Hunger Relief Alliance have a partnership with the Food Bank of Northeast Arkansas, it also provides help for food pantries, like the Cherry Valley Food Pantry, which serves between 60 to 80 families a week that live in the Cross County School District. Director Joan Ball says the Alliance has helped provide the pantry with much-needed equipment.
They have helped us tremendously. We were put in touch with them through the Food Bank of Northeast Arkansas, and they asked us to join that. And we didn't realize when we joined that. We thought we were doing it to help the food bank, but it was really, really helpful to us. They have been instrumental with helping us get several grants. We got a grant to buy a new refrigerator. We got a big side-by-side refrigerator, which is just really, really nice, and it's something we could never have afforded on our own. And then after that, we needed a generator for our building. So right now we have 10 freezers, chest freezers, and if those went out, it would just, it would just ruin us. So we got to worrying about what we needed to do, and we contacted them, and through a grant, they got us a generator. And it's big enough to run our whole building, so if we have any kind of disaster or if we just have a power outage, for a few hours, and it's really neat. It's set up where it comes on as soon as power goes off, so we never have to really worry about it. So it's really neat. They've helped us in so many ways, and we're really, really thankful to them for doing all they do for us.
And Ball tells what the difference is between the Arkansas Hunger Relief Alliance and the Food Bank of Northeast Arkansas.
We get our food directly from the food bank. They have grants set up through the Hunger Relief Alliance where we can apply once a year for whatever equipment and things that we need. And those grants are non-food grants. So we get our food through the food bank, but we get our equipment grants and stuff like that that we could not do. You know, we would never have enough money to do the things we do without them to be able to get those big pieces of equipment that we need.
More information on the Arkansas Hunger Relief Alliance can be found by calling 501-399-9999 or by going online to www.arhungeralliance.org. This is Making a Difference on KASU, stories featuring organizations in our listening area that make our communities a better place to live.